It's a lovely one. Jesus said we should become like children. So how do we do that? Well, Jesus teaches that in at least two places that I know of. Mark 10, verse 15. Mark 10, verse 15, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. I think it's very important to take that in context. So if you've got a Bible, do have a look at Mark chapter 10. And you'll see there that the disciples were trying to stop little children from coming to Jesus, but he was indignant, and he receives and blesses them. Verse 16, page 1014 if you've just got a Bible. You see, you've got to think, well, why were the disciples preventing the children from coming to Jesus? Well, it's because they were nothing in that society, no status, certainly no wealth. They had nothing to offer Jesus. Nobody's unworthy of Jesus' company and blessing. But actually, Jesus is saying, no, these children have something that everyone needs. They recognize their unworthiness. I think that's what it is. They come to God wholly dependent on his mercy. They come to Jesus with nothing in their hands, empty-handed. And that's how we must come to Jesus, because we can't buy our salvation. We can't merit it, not by our status. And if you look on at the next account in Mark's Gospel, the rich young man, he thinks he can earn eternal life by being a good person. Verse 17, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do? He hasn't really realized the poverty that he has before God, his great need. So Jesus shows him that he's not worthy. The guy is very rich. Jesus says to him, look, give away your wealth. And he won't, because he loves his money. He doesn't love God. And the disciples realize, hang on, if this rich man, this greatly materially blessed bloke, cannot be saved by God, by his own merits, I mean, sorry. If he cannot be saved by his own merits, then who can be saved? And Jesus says, verse 27, with man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. That's the point, isn't it? Man cannot save himself. We must simply come to God as children with nothing in our hands. God can save through the very person who spoke these words, Jesus Christ.